Beaver head coach Tom Ceratori now joining us outside the Beaver bench. Tom,
there we go, Schultzy.
Thought the first period was your best period tonight, which doesn't always happen on the road on a Friday night, but what did they do different as the game progressed?
I don't know. You're right, though. It was our best period, and, you know, they just – I mean, I don't know if it was so much what they did, Schultzy. I think it was what we did. I thought we were, again, we didn't manage the puck very well. We had poor puck support. We didn't do anything tonight like with groups of five. We didn't defend in a group of five. We didn't forecheck with a group of five. You know, we didn't transition the puck in a group of five. You know, you gotta do everything in fives. And I just didn't think we had a lot of chemistry between the defensemen and the forwards. And we got to watch tape and see if we can clean some things up.
You have to like how your penalty kill looked on that 5-on-3. Boy, they didn't have a sniff, did they?
Well, I don't know. It just, again, part of it, they probably don't have a lot of structure yet on their 5-on-3. But, yeah, the guys, I mean, it was a big kill. There's no question about that, Schultzy. But, you know, we got other problems right now. We just got to, we got to clean those problems up.
Your power play seemed to struggle. What was the biggest problem tonight?
Well, I think again we were spread out. We were slow. We were really slow. The puck movement was really slow. We were methodical. We just got to watch some tape. But it was and we did was circle. We didn't support the puck properly. A lot of it started with we had poor breakouts, and we had guys coming back circling. But again, there just was no fluidity between again our defensemen and our forwards, and that's just the broken record I'm sticking with right now.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, Schultzy.
Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. Again, looks like a 3-0 shellacking. There were two empty netters in the last minute, but Northern Michigan certainly was the better of the teams tonight.